Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to get our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now more than 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust, and he's the chief economist at the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, the author of a number of books, including a brand new one that the SBE Council is releasing just now called Unleashing Small Business Through IP, Through Intellectual Property, Protecting Intellectual Property, Driving Entrepreneurship. Ray Keating, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, and congratulations on the book.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Well, this is a topic that my Brain Trust, my audience, I should say, knows that I've been talking to them about it since the day I started doing my show. And especially over the last, I'm going to say, dozen years, I've really been focusing on intellectual property because, you know, I used to do a speech, Ray, years ago. I'd give a speech and I'd say, okay, there's a line of tractor trailer trucks lined up outside, each one of them fully loaded down with the contents of what you sell. Everybody in the room has their own truck, and all you got to do is take delivery when you walk out of the building, and I'm going to give that to you, and I'd hold up a thumb drive, or on this thumb drive I have a piece of software that will significantly change and improve the way you do your business. Which one do you want? You can have the thumb drive, you can have the truck. Originally, in the early days, people would take the truck. As time went by, they started, more and more people were taking the thumb drive. And that's the thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, And people sometimes have a tough time wrapping their minds around this concept of intellectual property. You know, they get you know, tangible property,
right?
And they get the property rights that go with that. Intellectual property, people are understanding it more and more, but I think where they run into a lot of problems, and not so much business owners, but consumers and policymakers and a whole host of other people, that property rights, those protections have to go along with intellectual property as well, and that's a big point in the book, obviously.
And not only property rights, but protecting that property. I mean, do you lock your building, you get insurance on your inventory, right, and all your stuff. Do you feel the same way? Do you defend and protect and insure your digits, your ones and zeros?
Yeah, absolutely. And do you understand how to do that, you know, in terms of if you have an invention, patents, and, you know, if you have some sort of creative production, copyright, and so on and so on. And then also, do you understand the ramifications once you go into the international marketplace?
Right.
You might be all set in the United States, but then do you understand that you have to have patent protection in every country that you go into? So there's a whole host of issues here. What we do in the book is it's a primer, really, in many ways, not just for small business owners and managers, but obviously for policymakers in a big way, because intellectual property is such a critical policy issue. And then also, hopefully, for, you know, students and schools and so on and so on. So I think it has a potentially wide audience here, given the importance of entrepreneurship, and then obviously we're linking intellectual property. And we go through a whole host of chapters in terms of, you know, just the basics on intellectual property in the U.S. economy. We look at a little history. We look at the importance of property rights, and then we get into certain industries and understanding the role, again, that intellectual property plays in some obvious industries like software and pharmaceuticals and so on. But then also, quite frankly, in every business across the board.
Well, see, that's the thing for small businesses. And you brought it up a minute ago, and the thing that we've tried to focus on, help people focus on, is you don't have to be an inventor to have intellectual property. You don't have to have, you know, you don't have to write a song and publish a song or a book to have copyrights. There are trade secrets. That's your intellectual property. The way you've decided to deliver products to your customers, that schedule is a trade secret that benefits you that the competition doesn't know.
Yep, and trade secrets present an even more difficult, in a sense, for the smallest of businesses. You know, big guys have the resources to protect their trade secrets.
Right.
Smaller guys, that's a bigger challenge.
But the bigger challenge, Ray, as we go to a break, is getting small business owners to understand that they actually have intellectual property. And they're creating it every day. We'll get back after these messages. We're going to get Ray to help us develop that idea more. The new book is called Unleashing Small Business Through IP, Protecting Intellectual Property, Driving Entrepreneurship. Available wherever books are sold right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.